Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my opportunity to bring you my favorite songs and occasional oddball things, which I call wombats. A reading, a joke, a story, anything off the wall. And I'm thinking of putting a joke in tonight, so that will be a wombat. I'm going to start off with A Ghost in This House. Now, I played a version of A Ghost in This House a few weeks ago, and it was by a group. But this is by Alison Krauss. Alison Krauss is a very successful folk singer and pop singer and has crossed a lot of lines in what she does. She played classical violin starting at age 5, won a fiddle contest at 13. She sang Down to the River to Pray in O Brother, Where Art Thou? And this is kind of different for her. She sings a lot of folk and country and things, but this is more of a pop, close country pop, I guess you'd call it. And A Ghost in This House. And, well, see what you think.
I don't pick up the mail. I don't answer the door. I'd just soon be alone. I don't keep this place up.
So I'm just just a ghost in the sun. Then once burned out of control, you took my body and soul. I'm just a ghost in the sun.
That was A Ghost in This House by Alison Krauss. And that's one of those songs I can't quite figure out what's really going on. I mean, I think the person is just alone in the house, and the ghost of the other person is the one who used to be there. Whether they're dead or left or what, I don't know. But there are other possibilities. We're going to shift moods radically. One thing I do on Wombats and Music is to juxtapose rather strange groups of songs. Sometimes it's a little theme running through, and sometimes we bounce. The Ghost in This House was recorded sometime in the last 5 years, I would think. This next song is from 1956. It's called Honey Love by the Drifters. They were from Mora, Missouri. This was their first big hit. I believe this was number one on the hit parade back in those days, and I particularly liked this song when I was about 16. And I still like the song. But what a change in mood from A Ghost in This House.
I need it when the moon is bright. I need it when you hold me tight. I need it in the middle of the night. I need your honey love. I want it when the lights are low. I want it just before you go. I want it because I love you so. Have a little mess and give some
honey love.
Now throw your arms around me, pretend that you're a loving dove. Now you squeeze. That's the honey love. I'm gonna get it in the morning sun. I'm gonna get it when the day is done. I'm gonna get it, cause it's so much fun. I'm gonna get me some
honey love.
Yes, I love it, cause it feels so fine.
I love it,
yes, it thrills my spine.
I love it,
cause you're mine, oh mine. I love your
honey love.
Let you and me get cozy, just like the fingers in a glove. Let's kiss. That's the honey love. I need it when the moon is bright.
I need it
when you hold me tight.
I need it
in the middle of the night. I need
honey love.
I need,
oh yes,
honey love. I need,
oh baby,
honey love. I need,
get it boy,
honey love. I need your honey love.
Honey Love by the Drifters from 1956. Now we'll jump ahead a few years to 1982. This is John Cougar Mellencamp singing Jack and Diane. He wrote and performed this song, and it was number one for 4 weeks. There's some interesting rhythm things going on. The notes say that the clapping was not intended to be in the song. He had a little trouble keeping the band up to the rhythm. John Mellencamp used a lot of strange rhythms. So he was clapping to bring the band into the weird rhythm of the song, and the clap stayed in. And then another person came along and put in baby rattles. So there's some interesting stuff in the background. John Mellencamp was from Indiana and sang a lot about his hometown, a small town. Among the musicians he said that influenced his style were Bob Dylan, Woody Guthrie, and the Rolling Stones. That's a pretty wide range.
about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. They walk on. Flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there and Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. So let it rock, let it roll, let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Change is coming around real soon, make us women. Kids doing best they can.
That was Jack and Diane by John Cougar Mellencamp. I've been playing a lot of John Conley recently. The last two shows I had a song by him, and this show and the next show I'll have a song by him. This one is called Rose Colored Glasses. I think it was probably his biggest hit. I like Miss Emily's Picture even better, but this one really caught a mood, sort of a person who doesn't want to face reality. This is from 1978. John Conley has had 14 songs in the top 10. He's from Versailles, Kentucky. And at one point he was a mortician, he was a DJ, and then he became a songwriter and a singer. And I've mentioned his voice has some sort of integrity to it, some sort of honesty, something coming through that you just sense he's telling you the story in a way that makes it feel real. And this is Rose-Colored Glasses, Another Broken Heart.
Mm-hmm. you need me when you've proved so many times that it ain't true? And I can't find one good reason for staying. Maybe my leaving would be the best for you. But these rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through show only beauty, 'cause they hide all the truth. And they let me hold on to the good times, good lines, the ones I used to hear when I held you. And they keep me from feeling so cheated, defeated, when reflections in your eyes show me a fool. These rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through show only the beauty, 'cause they hide all the truth. So believing that maybe by counting the many times I've tried, you'll believe me when I say I love you, and I'll lay these rose-colored glasses aside. These
Rose-Colored Glasses by John Conley. Another change of mood coming up. The next song is, it's kind of hard to say much about it. I probably ought to just let you listen to it. It's called The Last Leviathan. It's sung by Meg Davis, an American folk singer with a beautiful, clear voice. And it's the story of the last great whale. It's sung from the whale's point of view. It's the end of a species. It's when the last one dies, and this is its voice crying out, saying, "We are gone, gone forever." And a very, very powerful song.
My soul has been torn from me, and I am bleeding. My heart, it has been rent, and I am crying. All the beauty around me fade, and I am screaming. I am the last of the great whales, and I am dying. Last night I heard the cry of my last companion, the roar of the harpoon gun, and then I This morning the sun did rise, crimson in the north sky. The ice was the color of blood, and the wind it did sigh. I rose for to take a breath. It's no use lamenting. What race will be next in line? All for the slaughter, the elephant or the seal, or your son.
Feel like we ought to have a minute of silence after that. What a statement. Well, we're moving on to human death from the death of a whale. This is Blood, Sweat, and Tears from 1968 singing And When I Die, a very popular song that year. David Clayton Thomas is the lead voice you'll hear most clearly. It's a New York City group formed in 1967. They fused rock and jazz. This particular song was written by Laura Nyro, who also bounced onto the folk scene or the music scene around that time, a solo artist who, with a powerful voice and a wonderful ability to write great songs, and this was one of them. This is And When I Die by Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
only my dying will tell. Yeah, only my dying will tell. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world to carry on, carry on. Yeah, yeah. Satan, don't want to die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be one child. In a world to carry on, yeah.
And when I die, blood, sweat, and tears. Huh. Well, another jump. We're going to 1958. Peggy Lee singing Fever. I tell you that I love all these songs. Oh, let me tell you who we are and what we're doing. This is Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya, and we're coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. And Wombats and Music is my weekly show. It's on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And I use this to play the songs I want to hear most and play them for you and share them with you. And all of them are songs I love. I don't play anything I don't just absolutely love, but some I love more than others. And the next one's one of my all-time favorites. It's called Fever by Peggy Lee. And just absolutely, in my mind, a great classic. Peggy Lee was a wonderful singer, sang with Benny Goodman, all sorts of other great musicians. She was from Jamestown, North Dakota, and had a fantastic career. One verse in here is about Pocahontas, and this gives me a chance to say I am a descendant of Pocahontas. Of course, there are many of us now. I think I'm the 13th generation, and my particular connection comes through Catherine Robertson, who is the daughter of Governor Wyndham Robertson, who lived in Abingdon, and he was governor because the governor died, and he was lieutenant governor. He never was elected. But down through that chain, they were very proud of being descendants of Pocahontas. And I read recently that back before Virginia became uncorrected its segregation problems, only white people could vote. And they defined anyone non-white as Indian or Negro. So Indians weren't allowed to vote either, unless they were descended from Pocahontas, in which case they were allowed to vote. That's how messed up the whole system was. In any case, this is Peggy Lee singing Fever.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever when we kiss it, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn for soup. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad. Daddy tried to kill him. She said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. When you kiss them, fever, if you live, you learn. Fever, till you sizzle. Oh, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Fever by Peggy Lee. What a lovely way to burn. Now we're going to jump to a country musician, Verlin Thompson, singing Joe Walker's Mare. I don't really know Verlin Thompson, but I looked him up, and apparently he has written songs covered by almost every major country singer you can think of. The list just goes on. I mean, name somebody, and they're almost certainly to have sung one of his songs, and maybe several. I was glancing through Ann Murray, Keith Whitley, Sam Bush, Dierks Bentley, and on, just some of the most famous country singers in the world. I never even heard of him. And he writes his own songs. He writes simple, straightforward songs. This one's different. It's called Joe Walker's Mare. It tells a story. It just caught my attention. It's just got an earthy feel to it of down home and the way things are. And I liked it a lot. I heard it recently, and I'm going to share it with you now. Joe Walker's Mare by Verlin Thompson.
We'll do this and we'll take us a break. Now Joe Walker's mare was a mighty good ride. She was no bag of bones, she was no hunk of hide. And he gave her to me the day that he died. Joe Walker's mare was a mighty good ride. When Joe Walker found her, she was lonesome and lame. Her tail in a tangle and burrs in her mane. In the Arbuckle Mountains in a cold pouring rain. When Joe Walker found her, she was lonesome and lame, y'all. Joe Walker. Walker rode her for 20-some years. He viewed most of the country between her two ears. He found him a good one, and he never switched gears. Joe Walker rode her for 20-some years. She never reared up, no, she never broke loose. She'd carry a queen or a Choctaw papoose. Bareback and bridle, no saddle, no use. She never reared up, no, she never broke loose. Wagon that hauled him away in the box that he built for his own burying day. She even dropped her head for that old preacher to pray. And I unhitched the wagon and they hauled him away. And I never rode her, it just didn't seem right. Well, I brushed her and I combed her most every night. Hey, I thought about it, but dream as I might, I wouldn't ride her, it just didn't seem right. So in the Arbuckle Mountains, somewhere running free, is the son of that mare Joe Walker gave me. I turned him loose the day that she died. Joe Walker's mare was a mighty good ride. She was no bag of bones, no hump to hide. Joe Walker's mare was a mighty
Joe Walker's mare, written and sung by Ferlin Thompson. Well, time to make another jump. Going to 1957, Little Darlin' by the Diamonds. I do remember this song so well. I was in high school and just I thought it was just the best song in the world. I loved it. They were a Canadian group. They performed at Woodstock. And they did various things. They've been around. And I like this song. This is Little Darlin' by the Diamonds. Let me see. They didn't perform at Woodstock. I guess Sha-na-na did this song at Woodstock, the Little Darlin' song. And so here we go with the Diamonds singing Little Darlin'.
Thank you.
Little Darlin' by the Diamonds from 1957. Now we're coming up to 1986 by the O'Kanes singing, Oh Darlin', Why Don't You Care For Me No More? I identify with this song. This is my song. First of all, it's just got wonderful rhythm. The thing just hops. It's just, I don't know what it's doing, how they're doing it, but it just seems to have this incredible extra bounce to it. But the other part is that the guy is basically saying, hey, honey, what happened? I don't understand. I didn't change. What went wrong? I still care about you. You can't just leave like this. The poor guy is just lost. He hasn't got a clue. And I hate to admit it, but that's pretty much the way it was for me in my most recent divorce. I didn't have a clue as to what was happening. I thought everything was just fine. And I identify with this guy, and he makes me laugh. And he makes me understand that I'm not alone, that there are a lot of us out there who get our chains jerked with no warning, and it's part of the human condition for some of us. So this is the O'Kanes singing, Oh Darlin', Why Don't You Care For Me No More? Darling, why don't you care for me no more? I still dress the way I dress. I think one of the functions of music is to help us to deal with all the things that happen to us in life. And the songwriter manages to capture a part of it and put it in perspective and sort of help us see ourselves and see what's going on around us. And that one does that for me. Now we're moving on to one of the most beautiful songs I've heard in recent years. It's Somewhere Over the Rainbow, an old song. Goes way back to Wizard of Oz in 1938, Judy Garland. This particular version is sung by, I never can pronounce his name, Israel Kamakawaole. He was a Hawaiian. He was kind of a national treasure, and you'll see why when you hear this voice. This song has nothing but a ukulele. He's just him playing the ukulele, and it's just a classic. He was severely obese, 6'2" tall, and weighed 770 pounds, and he died fairly young. And he's considered, as I say, a sort of a national treasure in Hawaii. And this particular song is probably one of his best known, but he did a lot of others too. But this is just a really something to just sit back and listen to. Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Israel Kamakawalo Ole from Hawaii, recorded in 1993. Next is a country music song by Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, and Tammy Wynette, three of the biggest stars, biggest female stars in country music. It's called Silver Threads and Golden.
Oh, I want to love you, promise. Bring me
Silver Threads and Golden Needles by Dolly Parton, Tammy Wynette, and Loretta Lynn. We've got time just for a little bit of a piece of a song I want to put on for you. This is from Slumdog Millionaire. It's called Latka's Theme. I'm just going to play a minute or so of it. And it's sort of a soothing song. And if you saw the movie, you'll remember that Latka was a child who needed some soothing. So this is Latka's Theme from Slumdog. Latka's Theme from the movie Slumdog Millionaire. You've been listening to Harry Baya on Wombats and Music. This is my weekly show, 7 o'clock on Monday nights and 1 o'clock on Saturday. And I get my chance to bring you my favorite songs, as I've done tonight. Each of these is something I treasure and love to hear. I look forward each week to picking out the songs and listening to them myself, and then I get to share them with you. And I want to wish you all a good week. Hope you join me next week to listen to Wombats and Music, and I'll throw a wombat in for sure next week. And wanted to wish you all my greeting and my best wishes and ask you to do what I think we should all be doing, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Bye.